The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا. So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely. If you leave me with speech, لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِلِينَ, I will cry to you with the cry of those who are crying for help. لَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَصْرِخِينَ, and I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا وَلِيَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, I will call upon you, where are you, O the sponsor of the believers? يَا غَايَةَ أَمَالِ الْعَارِفِينَ, O the goal of the hopes of the knowers. About this very phrase, يَا غَايَةَ أَمَالِ الْعَارِفِينَ, in the previous episode, started discussing the recognition of the Almighty Allah. We discussed how important it is to know the one to whom we are turning our requests. We said that we have the concept of recognition in our traditions, and there are many traditions that are replete with the importance of role of the supplicant's awareness of the object of prayer and of the one who is asked from in the acceptance of prayer. In one of his supplications, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "You have lauded yourself for having no need for your creatures, and it suits you to have no need of them. You have attributed to them poverty, and it suits them to be poor towards you. So he who strives to remedy his lack through what is with you, and wishes to turn poverty away from himself through you, has sought his need in the most likely place and come to his request from the right quarter." In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the one whose words we are reading and explaining right now, says in a whispered prayer, "Immaculate is he on whom relies every believer, and of whom every denier is in need. No one can become needless except by the grace of what is with him." This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has believed in. This is one only part of true irfan, true cognizance of the Lord. Ya ghayata amal al-arifin, you, the sponsor of the believers, you, the goal of the hopes of the knowers.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you speech in hell. I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved. And I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So, about this recognition or ma'rifa of the Almighty Allah, we must say that one part of recognition is that a supplicant should know that Allah is near to him, nearer than any other thing, and that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is aware of what his soul tempts him to do, not just what he does, not of his deeds, even what he is tempted by his soul within. This supplicant, the believer, must know that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is nearer to him, even closer than his jugular vein, and that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, intervenes between him and his self. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "And when my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am indeed near most. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ." And also the verse that says, "نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ." We are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere in another supplication, "I seek your proximity through your embracing mercy, which has embraced all things. My Lord, indeed you see my position. You are aware of what is with my conscience, and you know my innermost secret. O Lord, nothing of my affairs is hidden from you. You are closer to me than my jugular vein." This is not just a mere word. This is not just a mere supplication. It is supplication from bottom of the heart. It is supplication that arises from belief in truly who the Almighty Allah is. Do you believe that the Almighty Allah is the absolute cause? Do you believe that He is the one to rescue you? Were there no one on the earth? If that is so, you can claim to be you are truly supplicating to him. يَا غَايَةَ أَمَالِ الْعَارِفِينَ يَا غِيَثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ. Oh, the goal of the hopes of your knowers, and oh, aid of those who seek assistance. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.